Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a small dog owner.
I'm Renee Culver, a big dog owner. On the boards is our producer, Alexis Preston.
Hello.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. You guys, Christmas vacation is upon us.
Oh.
As soon as we record this, it is time to go sledding. Are you excited?
So excited.
Yes, here we go.
Oh my God, where are you going to sled? Tell me every spot.
Sure. Yeah, well, listen, I'm going to try to sled down Fryman Canyon.
Great.
I feel like I'm going to get some resistance from everybody else hiking up it. But
I don't know. People might actually
love it. It's the holidays. Get in the spirit. Yeah. Am I right?
If you're on one of those like disc sled, how do you call those
Oh,
things?
Yeah.
You're just like careening down the mountain. Yeah. That'd be so cool.
I bet our listeners do. I bet that they have footage of their dog sledding.
Oh, or just in the snow.
Yeah.
You guys, we're
snow
so
dogs,
jealous.
The movie.
And angry. Yes. Snow Dogs, the movie.
As Alexis so said.
Yes, and it's your dogs in the snow.
Did you guys like sledding as kids? Were you sledders?
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
I mean, when I was in the snow, which was not that often.
I was such a spooky cat.
What?
Different than a scaredy cat, I suppose.
Oh!
Did somebody misspeak but is now trying to own it? Sure she did.
You were like a spooky child.
Me too.
I was like
you
were?
You were referring to yourself as a cool, like a cat? Like in a cool jazz way?
Right? Yeah.
I was such a spooky cat.
Isn't I? Did a lot of hide and seek while playing my trumpet. It was weird.
That is cool.
Wow.
That is spooky.
But I'm terrified of everything. And my poor dad would have to be like, you're going to love it. Just get to the top
Even
of the hill.
Even with sledding? Really?
Even with sledding, yeah.
I would not have thought that about you.
I didn't like the sensation of dropping.
I don't blame you. I hate it now.
But now I love it. I love it more than anything.
It's so weird.
Every time Hank made me do it, I was like, well, that was the time of my life. I don't understand why he didn't make me do it sooner. So I was always scared about it. But then after I did, I was like, man, that's super fun.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm the flip. I was like, as a kid, did not care. And now I'm like, I hate this feeling. But I would still sled because it sounds fun.
God, I would love to. What I would give to, or tubing.
Oh, yeah.
Just the most. Yeah.
Wait, can you sled in? Are you going home for?
I am going home. I am sure that I know we did because we did it all the time growing up. I can't remember where it was, but there was definitely
sled?
A tubing hill.
Yeah. Ooh, that's so fun.
And then you were so sore. I guess I did this more in high school, but you were so sore the next day because you have to carry your tube above your head
all the
way to the top. So your quads are tired, your arms are tired, but it's worth it.
That sounds like actually the only fun workout.
Yeah.
I've never done it as a person who was old enough to get sore, but now I'm terrified of it.
It's and then that debacle of just like trying to find the proper amount of gear because you're so hot and sweaty at the top of the hill, but then waiting in line to like go back up again, you're freezing.
And you're like soaking wet because you got covered in snow.
Yeah.
What age do you think it is that you start getting sore after everything? Because I feel like I do anything now. And
Oh, you're at 28.
Yeah.
Mine's 28. Mine was 28.
Not quite. Yeah, I think as soon as you get a sedentary job, and your muscles are just like, what are we doing? Why is this happening? Why would you do this to me?
That's a good point.
Why are you walking?
I say 25 or the first full-time job you get.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah. Assuming the job is sedentary, like you said.
Right, right. And if you're not maintaining a daily workout regime.
Yeah, you're not running some sort of construction warehouse, then you probably get exercise.
Yeah, but I do remember like doing stuff, like we would go to Trampoline World, and I'd always be sore after that.
As a kid? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I just don't remember it.
Yeah, maybe it was, I'm a baby now. Because I was in Arizona, and I rode we have a horse.
Right.
And I rode it, and I was like, very fun, love it.
Yeah.
And then like immediately it was like, how? How does anyone do this?
Sore?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So much. Your inner thigh is just kill afterwards.
I can imagine that.
This is a hobby? This is hard.
That's weird.
Yeah. I wouldn't think that you'd be sore after that. Yeah. But then, yep.
Because is it exercise even riding a horse? I guess. I guess so.
If you're doing it properly.
I guess I just don't even think about it. So I don't.
I do want to watch you ride a horse now.
I know.
My legs are just kicking back. I'm just like, I don't.
Carry
it's your
me.
Job.
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You're just sitting on something. What?
Well, it's a lot of bouncing, and you can't like sit how you want to sit.
That's true. You have to kind of keep it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of balancing, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
And if you're just walking, but I was trying to do fun things with the horse.
Right.
Ooh,
and so,
you're fancy.
Well, I'm not very good.
What kind of fun
good.
Things
it
we doing with this
scary.
Horse? You're a spooky cat.
Very
I'm a spooky cat.
I'm kind of a spooky cat.
Yeah, I think so.
Guys.
So yeah, point is, sledding. I want to get back into it, and then I also what I would give to watch a dog sled park.
Oh yeah.
So instead of a dog park, it's like a sled park, but the dogs get to slide down.
Do you think dogs would like that or feel scared?
I think they'd love
it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Especially those dogs who like skateboarding.
Yeah.
You know those bulldogs who like to skateboard?
They'd love nothing more. Or the pups, I think you can see. It's usually always a golden retriever, but they've got a backyard pool, and there's a little slide in it, like a water slide, and they go around and around.
That does sound fun.
I think they'd love it. All right. So listener, do you have that? Can you send that to me? Can you make that? This is my Christmas wish. I would love to see dog sledding.
And do you have a dog sled park? If you had that, please send us airline tickets to go there. That sounds so cute.
Yes, pretty cute.
Oh my God. Yeah, send us your dogs in the snow. We'll look at them wistfully.
Yay! I love it.
Your backyards.
Yeah, sounds great. Okay, so yeah, the holidays are upon us.
Wow.
Legs, what do we have to celebrate via this show?
Okay. What do these spooky cats have to hear?
Okay, well, in celebration of the holidays, we're going to be talking about a new dog at my work.
Yes, good.
That's exactly. A dog we met this week. I know we don't have it every week, but I did meet a new dog this week.
You meet a lot of dogs over the holidays.
Yes,
I think it's
exactly.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay, so this dog's name is Leonard, and I'll tell you all about him.
Okay, wait.
We also have a dog hero. This is about Chaser the Border Collie, who has been called the smartest dog in the world. It's pretty interesting.
Okay.
Plus, we're going to talk about dogs and Christmas trees, and we have a Mime Up Minute from Donna and Akila.
Oh, this sounds like a smash hit show we have on our hands.
I agree.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it. Okay, you guys, we have a dog I met this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just showed him on Instagram to Renee and Alexis. Alexis reacted with a fair amount of anger.
I'm mad.
He's not her dog.
She's furious.
That doesn't make sense.
Allegra was handing the phone to her to say, hey, look at this. And Alexis, with disdain, said, get this away from me.
I think Alexis has dog envy right now.
I do. Yeah. Look at them. They're all cute.
Okay, that's because Leonard the dog is so unbelievably cute, and he's at my work, you guys.
He's, okay, so let's describe him a bit. I think Allegra's like, hey, why don't you both take stabs at what you think this mix is?
Yeah.
So he's a small dog. Mm-hmm. So to me, but he's tri-colored.
Yeah.
He's fluffy. Mm-hmm. He has freckles on his forehead. Mm-hmm. I think that he's a St. Bernard Chihuahua mix.
Okay.
That's my suggestion. What do you think?
He definitely looks, we all agree at work that he looks like a tiny, tiny St. Bernard.
He does.
Yeah. He's very small.
Could be like some also form of spaniel in there.
Yeah.
But I agree. St. Bernard, I think St. Bernard Spaniel.
He looks so.
And is he as big as he's going to get?
Yes, he's between one or two. Alexis can't handle him.
I can't.
He's really little.
It's like everything, it looks like a big dog.
Yeah.
And so there's something so cute about it just being small.
But
it's
really small. Yeah.
You know how you always want them to shrink an elephant or something? Yeah. It looks like that.
Yeah, I know how I always want that.
Yeah.
I mean,
every day.
I don't know. I always imagine like exotic animals just small.
Yeah.
And how cute that would be.
Like a hippo.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
So then it's like that. Someone took a St. Bernard and just went, there we go.
Easy peasy.
That's how he looks. Yeah. It's really cute.
I love the notion that that's your daily wish. And Santa's like, I can't.
That's not a thing.
Give
You're
me
the only one that wishes for this.
And I can get it to you.
You
but
know how we all wish this. Every day we start our day with our hands in prayer, waiting for the small animals.
Yeah. Sorry I'm late to work. I had to pray for small animals. You get it. You understand.
We're all late for the same reason. Well, you got your wish with Leonard. The thing you can't really tell also from the photos is that he doesn't look like a small but like proportionally sized St. Bernard. He's short-legged and long.
Yeah.
So almost like a corgi, but very, very small, but that sort of proportions of a corgi.
It is so fascinating. With that, maybe like a wiener dog also got involved there?
It could be.
Let me see it again.
His owner, I know, this is like the mystery of our time. His owner said, I can't remember what she said the rescue told her, but it's something around spaniel, Lhasa Apso, or long-haired Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Those are her best guesses.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, he could be St. Bernard, but he's so, so small. It would just be insane if he was any part actual St. Bernard.
But here's my, interesting, is that we got that curly tail. Do we think maybe a pug could get involved?
Oh, sure. Why not?
He does have a really short nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll post a bunch pictures
in that way our listeners can
weigh
in.
Or some sort of like chow or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Absolutely. That's true.
Oh, he is cute. So talk to me about his personality. What are we working with here?
Okay, he's the chillest. So talk about dog envy. He's so chill. He barks when he when he, his owner is away, which is, I think, a very understandable.
Yeah, that's fine. Just letting you know I'm on my own here.
Excuse me. Just so you know. Yeah, exactly. I'm very bored. Come play with me. Other than that, he's super chill.
What's happening?
Talk about scooting.
I'm doing little scoots.
All right, he's done.
We can do a separate segment of Tug has been to the vet 3 times for his scoots. The vet has a theory. It's a situation.
Okay. Well, Leonard. Okay.
All right. Sorry. So back to Leonard, and then we'll talk about my dog, who's the opposite.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, Leonard gives everyone dog envy because he's really chill. I've actually never heard him bark like while I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
He just walks around on his leash and he's like, oh, hey. And he's like really chill, almost to the point where you like greet him and he'll give you like a little a tail wag. And be like, hey, but he's not like all over you. He's just like, hello, it's nice to see you. He seems like a much more mature dog than he is. Yeah. He's only 1 or 2. He's little, but he seems like he's like wise beyond his years.
He's so cute. Where'd she get him?
I don't remember. He is adopted from a rescue and I can't remember which one. I'll ask her. But it's really fun because it's been like a source of bonding for me and her too.
Oh, of course.
You know, being sort of new, I don't know that many people, but it's nice because she was asking about like new dog stuff. And I was like, this is my favorite thing to talk about.
I love it.
Remember the high of getting a dog?
Now, how is he bypassing the no dogs rule?
He's an emotional support animal. Guys, they're kind of creeping up. Like they're creeping their way slowly back into our office.
As long as they're not disruptive.
No, they're not. They're fine.
It's fine.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah, everybody's great. It's great. And is your emotional well-being better after spending time with him?
It's 100%. Of course. Even though he's not registered to me. Yeah, it's way better, obviously. Yeah. Everyone loves it. Everyone, like, the first time we all kind of heard him bark, we all went, what? Who's here? Like, it was like a phantom dog. We were like, is there a dog? Like, everyone's so desperate to, like, for another dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best.
So, and did you get the origin of his name? How'd she come up with Leonard?
Well, I know that her, I don't know if this was before or after, but so he had to have surgery for that condition called cherry eye,
which is just
a little eye thing. Mm. But after she got him, and so he was in a cone, and her friends started calling him Leonard Cone.
Oh.
But I don't know if his name was Leonard already or if that's what gave him the name.
Okay.
I'll get an update.
I like both.
But his Instagram is Leonard_Cone. If you want to follow him.
Okay.
He's real cute.
Okay, and you do, listeners.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and do that. That's the right thing to do this holiday season.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really cute. So that is my dog. Yeah,
if you want to be angry every day, follow Leonard. Okay, you guys. So we're going to interject a brand new segment inspired by Tugboat called Tug Scoots. So first, I have to give I think you guys know that Tug had a little bit of what I perceived to be trouble at his first vet. I didn't have the best experience.
Right.
I have now found heaven in my new vet.
Oh, good.
It's amazing. They're so great and they're so nice. Not only do they have dog cookies at the front desk, they have human cookies.
Oh, good move.
Yes, we're working with something great.
Working
and they're all so nice. they don't have Tug get on the table. They come down to him for everything.
Oh, that's nice.
They're the best. So Tug has been scooting like nobody's business. So I took him in for his annual checkup stuff. So it just couldn't be better. They make me feel great about everything. So we went in for his 1 year checkup and he had been scooting quite a bit.
Okay.
So I got a little anal gland situation. I was like, hey, if you guys can just check that out, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And she came out. She's like, we didn't notice anything back there. He didn't need that. So I think, you know, he's probably fine, but good on you for checking. But then he kept doing it. So then a week later, I was just like, I'm so sorry. Can we talk about this again? And just over the phone, she was like, keep an eye on it. Let's give it like 3 days. And if it's still a problem, why don't you go ahead and bring him back in? So we brought him back in. She checked him out completely. And then she observed him a little bit. And they take him in the back to observe him. And then I was sitting out in the lobby. And then she came out to sit in the lobby. And she's just so great. She's so nice. She's like, hey, let's talk about it a little bit. And so she's just sitting next to me. And she's like, such a good dog. Everybody back there loves him. I think there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. I think he likes the way it feels.
I was so embarrassed.
Did she say it in this like hush hush tone? So I think, you know, like if you want to deter him or give him something, there's nothing wrong. He just seems to like it.
I took my dog in for a fetish. Also, how unfair is it that the thing he likes is usually indicative of like something
being well, and then also such a social like just embarrassing.
Oh, God,
so now he's scooting along, he's licking it like nobody's business.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You guys tried this? This is great. So, and she's like, there could be a thing of just like, maybe he does seem to like, you know, respond to what he gets attention for. So sure. If you want to like try to ignore it a little bit, maybe that's what's happening. Oh. So I've been ignoring it. And now it's just, he does it even more. He's just like, yeah, got some privacy.
I love that this woman said it like, I don't want other
shit. Just real quick. This is embarrassing for you.
Yes, it's like also voice. Reaffirms that Tug is the funniest dog I know. He thinks it's funny.
He
scoots around on his butt.
He is so funny. He makes me laugh on a regular basis. But so that's the update on Tug. His butt is 100% fine. He just really likes it.
Welcome back to WKEP at Night. Up next, looks like we've got a PSA from local forest ranger Duck Newton.
Do I start now or?
Yeah, lean in, Duck.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to address the unfortunate situation that... Okay, listen. Two people, good people that I and a lot of y'all have known our whole lives are dead. Torn to shreds by...
A savage, bloodthirsty beast that defies human comprehension. If you'd like to know more, stop by the Cryptonomica, Kepler's premier museum of the macabre, just off Highway
20. Come on. We just wanted to warn y'all, to beg you. If you see one of those things out in the forest, don't fight. Don't scream. Run. Run as far as you can.
Doc, it's almost midnight. Listen, folks, if you see anything, please go to thelamplighter.org and let us know. And get behind a locked door tonight.
Anything else we need to... Oh, they're leaving. Okay, well, that's thelamplighter.org, and stay safe out there, Kepler.
Hello, Maximum Fun. I am Oliver Wong, scholar, journalist, DJ, etc.
And I'm Morgan Rode. I'm a music supervisor who loves stilettos. We host Heat Rocks, a music podcast where we talk to influential artists and scholars about the albums that changed their lives. On our most recent episode, we had the chance to talk with none other than R&B legend Macy Gray about one of her favorite albums, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Yeezy.
We get deep talking about everything from Kanye's college dropout days all the way up to his most recent shenanigans.
I just think it's weak, and I don't think he has to do that, and I was just disappointed.
So make sure you, dear listener, are subscribed, because you definitely do not want to miss this conversation.
Heat Rocks every Thursday right here on Maximum Fun.
Okay, guys.
Yes.
We have a dog hero, which we haven't had in a while.
Wow.
Yay, thanks.
Yeah,
I love it.
Is he going to the Olympics?
He's going to the Olympics.
Okay, good. Oh, thank God. I picked the right music.
Yeah, don't worry. No, I don't think this dog has been to the Olympics, but
okay.
If there were Olympics for being a smart dog.
Sure. All right. He's Olympic bound, according to me.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay, so this is about Chaser the Border Collie. Has anyone heard of Chaser the Border Collie?
I guess not.
Oh. She only recently came to my attention, and I was very surprised because she's quite a notable dog. So this is from both ChaserTheBorderCollie.com, okay. Go there, and also our good friend Mary Sasson's article on cuteness, which guess who made her write that? This is my new thing. Okay, so Chaser is a border collie from South Carolina. She's been called by many the smartest dog in the world. Okay. Now, obviously, we all think our own dogs obviously get that title.
Yeah, especially mine.
Yeah, especially yours with his butt thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But so here's why. It's because she has the largest tested memory of any non-human animal.
Oh, wow.
She knows over 1,200 words.
What?
And has over 1,000 toys that she knows by name and can fetch on command.
Over 1,000?
Isn't that cool?
This is insane. How do you even find that many toys?
I don't know. That's probably the best question here.
And where do you store them all?
A storage.
That's so crazy.
Okay, South Carolina, you just have the room.
Exactly. Yeah. Crazy.
Okay, right. So do you want to know how they did this?
Yes, please.
So it has a lot to do with her former trainer. His name was John W. Pilley. So he was a professor of psychology at Wofford College.
Okay.
W-O-F-F-O-R-D.
You mean Wofford?
Wofford College. That actually might be how it's pronounced. So he specialized in classical and operant conditioning in humans, but soon became interested in animals. And he started working with Chaser in 2004. So here's how he did it, you guys. He observed that border collies had historically been able to learn the individual names of different sheep, which I did not know, and which is bonkers.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's incredible. So he just, I couldn't learn the names of different sheep. They all look the exact same. Yeah. I genuinely could not. I'd be like, I don't know, there's Fluffy again. Fluffy.
I know. Yeah. I know. Maybe if you had a dog's sense of smell, it would be different. I don't know, but I thought that was fascinating already.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So he decided to like work with those instincts that way. He began teaching her words using a technique called match to sample. So this is where he would put down two objects, like a frisbee and a rope, say, and then he would throw another frisbee and ask Chaser to fetch the frisbee. So she would recognize that the two frisbees looked similar, right? And thus would learn the word for frisbee.
Wow.
So to learn names of new toys, he would set down toys that she already knew the names of.
Yeah.
And add a new toy.
Ugh.
Then he would ask Chaser to fetch the toy with a new name. She'd go to her toys and be able to infer which toy was new based on the fact that she knew the names of the other toys.
My God.
I know.
I mean, that's how I got through high school. I don't know. But I guess these two things I do know. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But it's like, isn't that amazing that a dog can do it?
Yeah.
I know. It's very, very cool.
I should have had her take my SATs.
Dude, tell me about it.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
Isn't that cool?
Why? That's too many. It's too much.
I know. And there's a lot more information on her out here. Like Anderson Cooper has an interview with her trainer. And like, there's tons of information on her website and also just all over the internet. Like, if you Google the smartest dog in the world, she usually comes
She's right there. And then Alexis has found her Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. What's the handle?
It is it's just Chaser the Border Collie.
Okay. Okay.
Great.
And also, in case you were worried, the dog is very cute.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, she's perfect black and white little Border Collie.
Oh, she's really cute.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
Like everyone's dream dog.
Honestly, everyone's exactly.
What a smart girl.
Yeah, it's so cool.
That's amazing. That's astounding to
Isn't
me.
That crazy?
That's absolutely incredible.
I know. Yeah. And it's cool because so Pilly, her trainer, actually did pass away at an old age, but his daughters continue to work with the dog, which is really sweet.
That's so crazy.
I know. I think that's really cool. So she continues to learn and get to work and do what she likes to do.
Amazing. I know that this is silly, and I think we've probably talked about this before, but I would put it to good use of all the things that I lose in my house.
Yes.
So like, this is what my keys smell like.
Yeah.
Yes, this is what that hoodie I can never find smells like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be genius, honestly.
Help me out of it. Right.
Well, with a dog that, you know, wants to learn and is, you know, I know Border Collies they're smart and energetic.
Yeah.
And so they kind of need that stimulation to not be like destructive.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And then also my favorite part of winter is bringing out those winter coats and finding the money that you left last
time. Ooh, your winter coat. Yeah.
But if I could get this pup to be like, it's in this one. That's where you left the dollar.
Just train them to sniff out money so you can, like when you're broke, you can be like, find any money
exactly.
that's around.
Where is it? When there's got to be a 20 somewhere, I'm wildly irresponsible. Yeah. Help me out.
You could probably do that, honestly. Chaser, find the money.
Thank you. That's incredible. What a cool
Isn't
dog.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, good job.
So read all about Chaser.
Yay, yay. All right, now listen. We were just talking about Border Collies, but we got to get right back into it. I hope you're okay with that. Can you guys work with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we're talking Christmas trees. And you know that it's silly, but sometimes it's fun to go look at the website, The Dodo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they got a new viral video out called Dog Decorates Christmas Trees.
Oh.
And it's a Border Collie. So you're like, well, here we go.
They're
He's probably painting it delicately and then putting it on there. But I was a little charmed with how the video goes. If you just want to look up Dog Decorates Christmas Tree, a Border Collie gets the ornament, takes it over to the tree, drops it in the tree. And then does it four or five more times. So there's just a pile of ornaments on one branch.
That's actually pretty good.
That counts. And then so there's three installments. And then the owner gave her the end of the lights and then told her to circle around the tree.
Aww.
So the lights started at the top and then the dog just circled it to make it all decorate. And then at the very end, the dog jumped up on her shoulders and put the star on the top.
That's amazing.
It's pretty cute.
That's really amazing.
Border Collies are great.
Oh my gosh.
So it's fun. So if you just want to watch a dog, if you got, I'm at the airport, I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Google Dog Decorates Christmas Tree. That's
so
a lot of
cute.
Fun. And then the other Christmas tree crucial news that you guys need to know is they they have done a little bit of a study on ornaments that get sold every year.
Oh.
And this year they blame it on millennials.
They always do.
But the number three ornaments that are sold are unicorns. That's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let it happen. Food. Guess what's number three? Dogs. So they're saying that millennials now are they're steering away from traditional Christmas ornaments and now making it themed to showcase their personality.
Oh.
But dogs got number three.
That honestly,
have a dog tree.
I hadn't thought about it, but now that I think about it, it's not that surprising.
Yeah. I would love a dog treat. Didn't you find, you were somewhere where you found a dog ornament. Was it maybe Seattle?
It was in Chicago. Actually, there was a little tree decorated in a store all with dog ornaments. Great. It was so cute. Yeah. Yeah.
All of us should do that, frankly.
Well, and also, like, if you go on Etsy now and search dog ornament, you can get
customized.
Yeah, exactly. Cute. Like, you can get your dog personalized into anything now. An ornament is, like, I mean, it's the first stop, obviously.
It was amazing. You tasked me with a assignment of gifts for pit bull lovers.
Yes.
Etsy delivers.
Oh, so cute.
Oh, they have everything you could possibly need over there.
Oh, my God. So cute.
It's great. Including, now, Alexis, you know this. Over and over. What do I ask for? A pit bull riding a moose in a paint.
Over and over.
It's there.
Oh, finally.
There's some pretty wild pit bull gifts at Etsy. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I like that. I like tradition and I think that's fun. But if you just want to kind of make a tree uniquely you, go dog.
That's very interesting. Also interesting that unicorns are also there with dogs.
Yeah. It somehow makes sense.
Right.
It's surprising to me that they're that far up, though. It's
like, yeah, love our dogs. I guess I wouldn't have guessed that, but I can also picture it really well.
Right.
That's true, I guess. I mean, they do lend themselves to ornaments.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of rainbow purple tree action.
And what is a unicorn but a dog with a horn that is big?
Thank you.
True.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing it back to dogs.
Yeah. I just want to be clear that all horses are dogs.
At the end of the day? Yeah.
I mean.
This is like a really good science podcast.
Yeah. Prove me wrong.
Yeah. I dare you.
That's a good point.
Can't prove her wrong.
And back to you.
Do not tweet at her.
Don't at me.
Oh my God, great Christmas segment.
Thank you very much. Hey, ladies.
Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it? Mm-mm.
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Donna and Akila. Hit it.
Hello from Saskatchewan, Canada. This is Donna with a My Mutt Minute about my pup, Akila. Akila is what my family likes to call a purebred Saskatchewan rescue dog, which basically means we don't really know what his breed is, but we're pretty sure one of his parents is a blue heeler. When we go on walks, other dog owners will offer suggestions of what else they think he could be. The most common guesses are husky and border collie. Akila is mostly black. He has a gray brindle pattern on his legs and around his muzzle that my grandma refers to as his freckles. He also has a white star on his chest and white fur beneath his black fur. Akila is 11 months old and is full of energy. He loves going to the dog run to play, but will cry if the other dogs run too fast for him. Akila loves dogs, cats, and thinks he should be allowed to play with those big funny dogs with the hooves and antlers. Akila doesn't like high-pitched noises and will howl if he hears a siren. Akila is very cuddly, and even though he is quite large, he still wants to sit on your lap. Time.
Oh, boy. Couldn't be cuter.
This is so charming.
I love it. You guys are knocking it out of the park with these My Mutt Minutes. Donna sent in not only pictures of Akila, who is just as cute as she described. There is also a picture of a moose.
Which Wait, is it a moose or a deer?
It's a deer, but I wanted to heighten it a bit.
Let's sorry. Wait, but I was genuinely, I didn't know.
What's that animal?
That's a
moose,
deer.
Right? And that looks like a moose.
I just didn't know because it's Canada. Oh, it's so foreign.
Absolutely a deer.
That's a deer.
It's okay, but it's really cute. But it's just sitting in her yard.
Yeah.
I think so.
And that looks like a fence, right?
Yeah.
Up against her.
That's really cool.
At home, we have deer in our backyard all the time.
You do?
Yeah, I know.
When were you going to tell me this?
I'm so sorry.
You mean you have moose in your backyard?
Yeah, moose. We got there running wild in Colorado.
That's really scary.
All over the place. Yeah, come right up to the window.
That'd be so scary. Oh my gosh.
You know, Santa and his eight moose.
Yeah.
I know what a moose looks like.
You know what a moose looks like.
I know what's happening here.
We also have a moose statue here.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Rudolph the red-nosed moose had a very moose.
You get it. Oh, wow. You know the lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
Okay, I did not know about this pro-moose agenda.
Who knew? But Donna, okay, so I love nothing more than a dog crying because it can't keep up.
Is there, like, honestly, anything more relatable, though, than, like, wanting to play but being like, don't do it like that.
No, wait for me. No. We're walking at a moderate pace like we talked about.
Yeah, that's highly relatable.
Yeah. Couldn't be cuter.
So cute.
Yeah, I love it. I love Nana calling the muzzle freckles.
I love that he's only 11 months old. Wait, he or she?
He.
He's only 11 months old. Yeah. That sounds like a bundle of energy.
Yeah. But it sounds like she's handling it like a champ.
Totally.
I love it. Akila, Donna, excellent work. You guys, it's the holidays. I'm not going to take your house in December.
Okay.
January,
Wow. Right. Whoa, back sorry, in.
That was a cool
new
sound.
Year.
Right back in.
New year, new house.
New year, new house. That's Renee's motto. So if you haven't yet sent in your My Mutt Minute and you're blaming it on the busyness of the holidays. Okay. But it's not going to hold up in court. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that oh, much no, right
our,
now.
With our eight. How many lawyers do we have? Eight? Mm-hmm. Or we have 10?
Over eight.
Over eight.
Yeah.
Eight plus lawyers.
I got one on the fence.
With that deer?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So you guys, please send us your My Mutt Minute. Again, you can do that by recording it on your phone, and then you just send that recording to us via email. You can do that at the world's shortest email, canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. All right, you guys. First, happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy, I know Hanukkah was a long time ago, but yeah. Remember back when? Happy Hanukkah, yeah. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. So we are going to, for the holidays, we're going to take off the next 2 weeks, one for Christmas, one for New Year, but then we'll be back in action. So we're going to miss you, mm-hmm. but we'll be back. Everybody, we're going to be back. Going to be fine.
Don't freak out.
In the meantime, let's talk about those shirts. Am I right?
We have some new shirts, you yes. guys. First of all, they're really soft.
Yes. Yeah.
They're very soft.
Yeah.
I know this because I've received one in the mail. Mm-hmm. And it's very soft.
Did you get pistachio? Talk about
it. I'm going to let you guess. Uh-oh. I'm not going to tell. I just want people got pistachio. To guess. Yeah. What if I got to talk about that? That'd be kind of like a great betrayal.
Legs, can we do this? And I don't know that pistachio will be up for this, but can I get it? I can definitely get a pistachio on shirt on Tugboat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think it makes sense to switch them around.
Team pistachio and then.
Yeah, we could do that.
Pistachio you know,
she'll
team
do
Tugboat.
It. For the right treat, she'll do it.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do. Yeah. I'll make some calls.
Just don't let her see who's on the shirt, because I think then
don't worry.
It's not going to go well.
I won't. I don't have a death wish. Don't worry. I won't. But yeah, they're really cute. The wonderful Beth Morrell designed them, and they're very cool. They have Tugboat or pistachio. Mm-hmm. You have to choose if you're a Tugboat or a pistachio.
Yeah.
Which are
you? Or if you're just a soft shirt fan, can also get it for that purpose alone.
Or if you both get them both. We have hopefully have an Alexis shirt coming
any
next
minute
year.
Now. It's going to come up.
Team Alexis.
It's going to be on its way momentarily.
Yeah. But those links are on our, they're pinned to the top of most of our social media. Yeah. So yeah, if you can't find the link, tweet at us. We'll give it to you.
And if you're like me who periodically blocks yourself from social media, you can find it on MaximumFun.net, right?
Org.
You're not going to find it at net. You're going to waste a lot of time doing it that way. MaximumFun.org, and then they have a shop little button at the top. Push on that. You're going to have to search a little bit, but it's in there as well.
Yeah,
it's just a little bit of a scroll down. You can do it.
Yeah, we're very excited about them. So if you need them for gifts or for yourself, thank you for supporting us. And thank you to everyone who's bought one so far.
Yeah, you guys are the greatest. And just in general, you know, holidays is a time to be grateful. So
here's a bargain I'll make.
Yes.
If you don't want to buy a shirt,
yes,
because whatever you can't right now, that's fine.
Oh boy,
Can you leave us a review instead?
Oh, there you go.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's real nice.
You want to support us?
Yeah, that'll be great.
Please,
that'd be terrific. Yeah, and please let the review be. They talk a lot about shirts.
Yeah,
it is that's too much.
Look, if it's 5 stars, I don't care.
Yeah. Also, you can write. I'm just doing this because I didn't buy a shirt. That's fine.
Perfect.
That's fine too. That's
we
a great
can
review.
Handle that. That's no problem.
Yeah,
we can work with all
I'm
of that.
I'm not even taking a house. Yeah, you can't keep mad at me.
You're being very generous.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Yep. All right.
Well, somebody's back on Santa's good list.
Renee said that as though she's Santa and now has to bring Alexis a bunch of gifts.
Yeah. Or real discounts about that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
With her moose.
Yeah. Right? If you heard about that, she wants a moose. It's going to be very heavy for my sleigh.
A little tiny moose. Great.
Oh, can you imagine though?
Yeah, that's your fantasy, isn't it?
It is. It's any small exotic animal.
Small but big.
Oh. A bear that stays tiny.
Tiny bear.
That's the dream. That's the dream if you can do it. You guys truly are. Listeners, you are the best. We love seeing you on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at CIPYD Podcast. We're also on Facebook. We're a closed group, but we will add you so long as what, you guys?
You are not a holiday bot.
No holiday bots. No bots in general.
Not a New Year's bot.
Right? No New Year's bots. But a huge, huge, huge thank you to our listeners. That Facebook group is amazing, and it's 100% because of you guys and what you're posting. Every post is more cute than the next. It's too much. And it's also because of all of our moderators. Mods.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you guys kill it, man. Thank you.
We'd be nothing. nothing without you.
Yeah, we'd be a real mess without you. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you, Mods. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah, happy holidays to everyone. Yeah. And thank you so much to our wonderful listeners for making our year so much brighter. We really appreciate you. And it's so fun, especially around the holidays. It's just really nice to feel the sense of community. So thanks for being great.
Yeah, you guys did numerous times throughout this year. You guys are the one thing that I'm like, well, I got them.
Yeah.
So it helps. You guys are, you're the best. Thank
it's
you.
It's so fun. Yeah, it's so fun seeing all your dogs and kids and lives.
Yeah. And we do read everything, I guess.
Oh,
important
yeah,
to point out. Read. Like, you're not shouting into a void.
Yeah. It's, oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, sometimes we get behind on our emails and our tweets and our whatnots, but we do read it. We see everything you send us, so thank you. Yeah.
You guys are the best. All right, you ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right, happy holidays, you guys. Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.